This is where wisdom and divination meet grit and tenacity. I invite you to be the ear to share my journey of triumph over shame, guilt, depression, and self-doubt. And to come out the other side victorious in this lifetime.
I am enjoying a storm, a rainstorm, on my son's porch. I'm outside of Nashville, Tennessee. I love this opportunity because, you know, as you all know, I don't have a home yet, other than the world being my home. I should say I do have a home. I am my home. But a dwelling of my own. And I just feel so blessed. This is a perfect meditation, an opportunity to just be in the moment with myself, centered within and grateful. I started thinking about work, and I don't mean I started doing mental work in my mind. I mean I started contemplating the concept of work. And I'm toying with the idea that I think we're all working really hard. We're all working really, really hard for something, an outcome. We're all working so diligently. You know, some of us are working hard to become a better person. Some of us are working hard to make the money, to have the lifestyle that they want while they're here. Some people are working hard to justify why they're not happy or successful. Some people are working hard for safety, not being hurt or harmed or starved or beaten. And the more time that I get to spend here, the more I really realize and understand that with all of its fucked up politics and raping of our earth, our atmosphere, and our people's minds, emotions, and spirits in this country, and I don't know about the rest of the world. I'm not traveled abroad yet, but the more time I get to spend here, the more I realize how sheltered the citizens here are from the overall picture of the rest of the world and the state of human beings everywhere. I feel like the U.S. government has really tried to portray some sort of Disneyland effect, you know, to keep us mesmerized and working. Keep us mesmerized and working for their power, their freedom. And of course, by the U.S. government, I mean the conglomerate world order, the people with the pockets. And I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory. I don't know if it's a conspiracy. I think we've just become power drunk, greed drunk. And anyway, nights like this are so beautiful because it's a moment just to be. And right now, I guess I could say, you know, I'm working. What am I working for? How hard is the work? Do I enjoy the work? And what am I working? What outcomes do I expect and want and hope for? And comparing what work I'm doing, how hard I'm working, who it's for, and what outcomes will bring me joy, that's the scale.
that's the balance? I think that's a good question to ask ourselves. Or those are good questions to ask ourselves. Write it down. You know you're working hard. What are you working hard at?
Because you are. There's no doubt about it. At least 12, 16 hours a day for most of us. We're working hard doing something. Whether it's working hard playing the role of whatever our egos want that role to be. Is it victim? Is it homeless lady with the sign? Is it disabled person? You know, is it millionaire? What are we working hard for? If you know pop culture, I've been watching Celebrity Game Night, Hollywood Game Night. I always call it Celebrity, Hollywood Game Night. And, you know, I like that show. I do really badly at it. I get some folks, you know, I get some of the answers right, but I'm realizing the answers that I'm getting right or correct are the ones that, you know, just I know by happenstance it happens to be, you know, someone, an actor or actress that I followed their career. Or mostly when I was working hard to know pop culture, and a lot of us are, I look at that show and, you know, the realization has to hit me. It has to hit us. If you know, if you can name actors and actresses and dancers, singers, voiceover, or just celebrities, songs and lyrics, what they've done in their careers, what kind of awards they've won, and people know this stuff. They've worked on it. They've spent hours and hours, months and years added up, just watching, absorbing, listening, memorizing, being a fan of, consuming popular culture. And, you know, even popular culture has been watered down. It's not really popular culture anymore. It's the culture of entertainment. You know, what media is putting out. Because what's popular is really, I think, more underground pop culture. But anyway, I'm rambling about that. But yeah, I started thinking, we're all working hard. Even if it looks like we're just doing nothing. That's hard work. You're working hard to, you know, if we're sitting on, I say you, we, us, I've done it. You know, Felicia, if you're sitting on the sofa all day watching TV, like some people do, my roommate Rick. Rick gets up and he does his chores on his designated day, date, and time. He's not a lazy person by far. He handles his business. You know, the space is always clean. Repairs are always made, but he spends the majority of his days and evenings in his recliner consuming TV programs. He's working hard at that. But... And he would probably be a great contestant, you know, on the show. He knows all that shit. But what's the reward? He's not going to be on a game show. He's not going to win a bunch of money. What's the reward in that? I don't know. I don't know. So it makes me wonder, or at least want to contemplate, all of my hard work when I am regretting, when I am worrying, when I am overthinking, when I am judging. I'm working hard for something, but what the fuck for? I don't know. I just wanted to stop by, you know, and put that in your ear and, you know, maybe get some feedback. I would love some feedback on this. Put that out there. Philosophical Felicia felt... Frisky Friday. All right, I'm out. I'm getting back to me now. Thanks for letting me share. Namaste.